further in his purport, that how he can do, it is possible, but for not the persons to whom it is very hard to chant 6-10 rounds. He told that I am giving some for concession, because Western devotees cannot do it. Always they are engaged in worldly things. For them, he is telling that 6-10 times, for not all, not for advanced devotees. For them, he is telling, what he is telling? 24 hours a day. Then, now senior devotees withdraw. How it can be? Then, oh, this is the idea of Narayan Maharaj, not our Swamiji. He never told. For this I am telling all these things. Swamiji has told more than me, very strongly. One day you will have to come to this stage. Otherwise your love and affection for Krishna will not be so strong. One day you will have to come. For new fold, he has new 5 devotees, he has told that, oh, you should begin from 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 6, 10. But him will be advanced. He will give up, he should give up all the worldly attachments. No worldly anything desire. Then he may can advance. Otherwise, how he can advance? So he is telling how to do this. Then, first time, thereby,
gradually engaging one's tongue and mind. In this way, one should reside in Braj.
Oh, then he is telling that you should give up all your these places and come to Braja. How it is possible? How possible? Oh, it will be possible. If you have no desire, nothing, then you will be pure devotee, then nothing to be here or anywhere, only to Braj. But those who are not qualified to be in Braj, anyhow, they should live by mind also, they can. This is concession. But after some days you will have to go there in Braj and get them all these worldly Braj also, you will have to go where? Golok Vrindavan. He has written in bracket, one should reside in Braj. Golok Vrindavan Dham. For sadhak it is absurd to go in Golok Vrindavan. Understand this? A sadhak cannot go to Golok Vrindavan. After liberation, after prem, anyone can go to there. But his object is to go there. So he has written in bracket that object is to go there. But in sadhana avastha, we will never be in Golok Vrindavan. They will tell that, oh, our Guru Maharaj has written like this, Golok Vrindavan, in sadhana avastha. This is for sadhana avastha. This is shloka is for sadhana. Sadhana meaning, you know, in the stage of bondage. How he can be in Golok Vrindavan? So Swamiji has written false. No, you will have to
reconcile
all these things. He has left something to reconcile. Otherwise you cannot. If you tell that, oh, he has written Golok Vrindavan, so we'll have to be Golok Vrindavan Dham in the stage of bondage. How it is possible? So you'll have to use our intelligence also. And that intelligence will come in the association of very, very bona fide Vaishnava, or Guru. Otherwise there will be always confusion, so many doubts will come to reconcile this. Anyone cannot reconcile all these things. Those who are not so developed and realized Vaishnavas. Then again, in this way, one should reside
in Braj, Goloka Vrindavan, Dham, and serve Krishna under the guidance of devotees.
What is the difference between devotee and associates? Can you tell? Parshad, Parikar and devotee. Anyone?
A devotee is a sadhak. Yes. And an associate is an eternal nityasiddha.
Eternal, he is liberated. Who? Associates that are called Parikar. They are not devotee. They are not sadhak. Where devotee is used, you should always consider it that he is like a sadhak. How a sadhak can be in eternal dham, Golok Vrindavan? After liberation, after having prem, then Jogmaya will take him for eternal there. Otherwise, no, devotees cannot go there. When they will go? When they will attain Krishna prem. Sneha, man, pranay, rag, anurag, desh. After that they can. Otherwise not. Only serving cows, only distributing books, not going deeply in them, and doing all these activities, only making life members and all these things, it will make some impressions. That is Sukriti. It is for Sukriti. These are not actual pure devotion. But what he is telling, it is pure devotion here. You will have to come one day in this platform. And then we can attain Krishna prema. Otherwise, never, never. Lakhs and lakhs. Pastime, birth, we cannot have. Then we are bound to do some
material activity.
Some offenses. He is telling that whole time, 24 hours we should do chant and remember. You should not follow him. I went once in my mutt in India. And I was expressing all these things. All became happy. But after that, mutt commander or superintendent, he called all the devotees and told that Naran Maharaj is telling me, don't follow him. You should serve cows. You should go there and make viksha and do all these things. Chant only 16 rounds. Don't do more than that. And if you are following Naran Maharaj, then you will be what? Deviated from bhakti. You cannot live, you cannot maintain your life, and thus everything will be upset. All the boys came to me and told that, as the much superintendent telling you that. So one should follow?
One should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees.
Yes.
Who are deeply attached to his devotional service.
Now we are coming to purpose. We are told here in translation very little. Now he is gone.
Since the mind may be one's enemy or one's friend, one has to train the mind to become his friend. The Krishna consciousness
Manaye manushyanam karana bandhana muktaye. Manaye eva karana. Mind is cause
of bondage
and
liberation.
He is our enemy and he is our friend. So you should try to train mind at first. If your mind is not in friendly terms, his enemy. And if you at that time follow mind, then you will go to hell. In state of bondage, we will have not to take shelter of mind and to take any advice from that mind. What to do? To follow Rupa Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami, Gurudev, all the disciplic acharyas will have to follow. Not to follow mind, what mind is telling, have a whip and control mind by that whip daily 10 times. Take a broom, and give on the back of mind 10 times daily. Then he may be cured. Otherwise, you know, the tails of dogs, like this, okay. Always. If you will take 100 pipas of ghee and rub it and make
tail stripe.
Again, if you will give up, it will become like this. So mind is like this. So always whipping, controlling. By taking the shelter of any realized Rasik Tattvajna Vaishnava, he may be like this. Otherwise, no. So mind is like that. You will have to be very careful from mind. If your mind has become your friend, then very easy to remember the pastimes of Krishna. So he is telling that Swamiji or Rupa Goswami that first of all we will have to train our mind. Then all your bodily activities, senses will follow this. Go on.
The Krishna consciousness movement is especially meant for training the mind to be always engaged in Krishna's business.
That is how Jiva Goswami established this. Krishna consciousness established by Jiva Goswami. Vishwa Vaishnava Raj Sabha. And all our acharyas are member of this. Sometimes, Jiva Goswami was president. After that, Raghunath Das Goswami became president. After that, Krishna Das Raj Kaviraj was president. After that, Shyamananda Prabhu, Narottam Thakur, Srinivasa Acharya, and after that Vishwanath Chakravarti was very famous president of this Vishwa Vaishnava Raj Sabha, that is Krishna consciousness. No? After that, after some time, Baladev became very powerful president. And after that, there came a very deep Andhakar Yug.
Dark period.
But after that, Srila Bhakti Vinod, very prominent, and Saptam Goswami became the president and he preached. And after that, he was telling that when I came first in the touch of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, at that time, first my career, I used to sleep when chanting. So I discovered the way that upper side there was like this. I took a rope and tightened my sikha to there and chanting Hare Krishna, and if come, like this. The whole night doing Hare Krishna. After that we saw in his olden, always chanting. No mala, no han, always chanting. He was the very beloved of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami and very bosom friend to our Gurudev. All sannyasis used to tell him, Narhari Dada. Like Vinod Dada, they all used to, all senior Vaishnava and sannyasis used to tell my Gurudev, Vinod Dada, and him also, Narhari Dada. He was the mother of whole Gaudiya Vaishnava.
Prabhupada also used to call them that.
Yes, Narhari Dada. So, he used to do like that. If you are asleep, you can tie your this sikha to there, and then it will. And it should be done, anything should be done. Always, when sleepness or alasya means
Laziness
coming? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, and jumping.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
jumping and doing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Like this, Nidra will go away, sleeping. And then sit down. Remember Krishna pastimes. Damodar Leela, other Leela. Going?
Govardhan
Parikrama. Vrindavan Parikrama. Then?
When a man in the material world takes more interest in the materialistic way of life than in Krishna consciousness, he is considered to be in a diseased condition. The normal condition...
Almost all, we are like that. I think the rare are like that. They are testing all these things. And they don't go towards worldly, how to maintain our life, how to be happy, how to have the very beautiful house, and all other things. They don't go towards. How to make our love and affection so qualified? They've only tried for this.
The normal condition is to remain an eternal servant of the Lord. Jivera Swarupa Hoy Krishnera Nitya Das. This healthy condition is lost when the living entity forgets Krishna due to being attracted by the external features of Krishna's Maya energy. This world of Maya is called Durashraya.
Durashraya.
Which means false or bad shelter. One who puts his faith in Durashraya becomes a candidate for hoping against hope. In the material world, everyone is trying to become happy, and although their material attempts are baffled in every way, due to their nescience, they cannot understand their mistakes. People try to rectify one mistake by making another mistake. This is the way of the struggle for existence in the material world. If one in this condition is advised to take to Krishna consciousness and be happy, he does not accept such instructions. This Krishna consciousness movement is being spread all over the world just to remedy this gross ignorance. People in general are misled by blind leaders. The leaders of human society, the politicians, philosophers, and scientists, are blind because they are not Krishna conscious. According to Bhagavad Gita, because they are bereft of all factual knowledge due to their atheistic way of life, they are actually sinful rascals and are the lowest among men. Namam duskritina mudha prabhadyante naradama. Maya prahritir jnana asuram bhavam ashrita. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender to me. Such people never surrender to Krishna, and they oppose the endeavor of those who wish to take Krishna's shelter. When such atheists become leaders of society, the entire atmosphere is surcharged with nescience. In such a condition, people do not become very enthusiastic to receive this Krishna consciousness movement. Just as a diseased person suffering from jaundice does not relish the taste of sugar candy. However, one must know that for jaundice, sugar candy is the only specific medicine. Similarly, in the present confused state of humanity, Krishna consciousness, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, is the only remedy for setting the world aright.
One thing. Once, I took a stone and I throw it in a very big pond, like lake, 2 miles, 3 miles
diameter.
Abroad, eh?
Diameter.
Then, when I throw it, some wet
ripples
make round. What?
Ripples.
Ripples.
First, second, third, fourth, fifth, ne? And touching the last
Kinara.
End of the lake. Here, there, here, here, everything. If it is very nearer to one shore, from there, like this, everywhere in the lake we can see it. In this way, if anyone chant Hare Krishna, what becomes? It vibrates in the air. And it goes to end, to last end of the world. Not only this world, it covers whole universe, Swarga, Matva, Patal, it goes to Vaikuntha, unlimited. So all are touched by this. It purifies the whole atmosphere, whole world. I am singing here, anyone very famous singer is
musician
is singing. And I am in the last end of world anywhere, having some machine there, and hearing and seeing him there. So if their machines are good, then it will vibrate more there, and they will clearly see. But those have no machine, then what they will do?
They could not hear.
But function will be go there. It will purify whole atmosphere in whole world. You know? If you chant more Hare Krishna, especially when in a
congregation.
And all are singing, this voice will go and atmosphere will be all purified. So don't think that it is useless to do kirtan. Even one who is so much purified, so much, like Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, or Narottam Thakur, or Rupa Goswami chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. What it will do? It has two functions. Internally and outwardly. No? When we throw any stone in the water, we see outwardly some currents going everywhere, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 there. And if anything like doing those. But internally, it is a power who makes this. So if you chant, outwardly something will be seen, that here going, and affecting, making what? All atmosphere, but very purified. But internally what we should do? It will change your heart. Not only change your heart, but those who are in this whole atmosphere in the world, here chanting, but it will go everywhere and it will purify also heart and you will develop Krishna prema. But we are not realizing, but it is working. No? So you should think that it is very powerful, this name. If you have no ruchi yet, again and again, doing, you will see that a test will come, your heart will be changed, your Krishna prema will develop, and whole vatavaran, atmosphere will be very, very pure. So always think this very soundly.
This world will not help you. Never. Don't go to test anything. Anything. Try to change your spirit and move. This is Krishna consciousness. We see that how he is praising Krishna consciousness, Swamiji. But how? Living in this Krishna consciousness, even for long time, 20, 25 years, doing chanting, remembering, going here and there. But again they left it and went. Why? Why? It must be some offenses. Or from beginning he had no test. He wanted to test worldly things and by means of kirtan and harigatha. They misused it. They don't want to develop Krishna prema. They wanted what? By this chanting, then all will come and respect me. And then I will test all worldly things very easily. All will do pranam to me. They will go give me what I will take, $1 lakh, $2 lakh. And then I will buy a car of $1 lakh. And then I will make my room of golden, all these things. And thus, deprived of what? So always think all these things. And chant only for developing Krishna consciousness. Being in Vrindavan, after that slok will come. Then go on. The real disease is in heart.
The real disease is in the heart. If the mind is cleansed, however, if consciousness is cleansed, a person cannot be harmed by the material disease.
Material disease is nothing. We don't fear for or worry for material diseases. They cannot do any harm. But these will do so much harm. We fear for only outer diseases, not for inner diseases, but we should do. And we should take all the diseases things, that disease will gradually develop.
To cleanse the mind and heart from all misconceptions, one should take to this one should take to this chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is both easy.
They should take in legal process. Otherwise, it will not be fruitful. The outer disease will go on. It will develop.
This is both easy and beneficial. By chanting the holy name of the Lord, one is immediately freed from the blazing fire of material existence.
Those who are falling, chanting always. They say that I am chanting always 16 round. Our Holy Master has told this. By chanting and doing all day, here, there, preaching, everything. Why they are falling? What is the cause? We should think it. Why? There is some loophole. Certainly there is. We should try to discover and try to stop the leakage. Otherwise we can. Water will not be stored. All will go by these holes. So our water is going like this. So we should try to be careful for all these things.
There are three stages in chanting the holy name of the Lord. The offensive stage, the stage of lessening offenses, and the pure stage.
Yes.
When a neophyte takes to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, he generally commits many offenses. Mm. There are 10 basic offenses, and if the devotee avoids these, he can glimpse the next stage, which is situated between offensive chanting and pure chanting. When one attains the pure stage, he is immediately liberated. This is called Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. Mm. As soon as one is liberated from the blazing fire of material existence, he can relish the taste of transcendental life. Mm. The conclusion is that in order to get freed from the material existence, one must take to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. The Krishna consciousness movement is especially meant for creating an atmosphere in which people can take to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. One must begin with faith.
Now, something is going wrong. Any devotees cannot go in that center. Why? If anyone chanting, you will go and tell that, we are coming from Narayan Maharaj here. And if we want to take darshan of deity and to hear Harikatha, or just go on. Bogus person. So it is a very worried thing. You should be always careful for this. So we will speak tomorrow. Now time is over. More than 1 hour?
Five minutes.
So we will finish it tomorrow. Our bahi aur bhitar dono ek saman hona chahiye.
Internal and externally we should be same.
One. Some politics behind. Oh, you are a very good devotee. I know you. And when he goes away, that I am a very wicked person. Don't do this. Same. If he is very bad person, and if you have very good will for him to help him, you can advise him very politely. And if you are a very qualified person, and if you have some good will for him, then he will listen to your teachings. Otherwise, no, never. And be first purified your heart with first, and then try to do. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his life, brooming Gundicha Mantra. He was brooming more than anyone, and he was teaching all. So we should do like that. One kirtan should be done. So, our real disease is in our heart. And what is that heart disease?
Avidya. Ignorance.
Sridharoga. Srila Vyasadeva or Srila Sukadeva Goswami has cleared it. Here, in heart, so strong disease that Hridaroga means Kamaroga. What is Kamaroga?
Lust.
Lust for worldly things. So if duplicity, hypocrisy,
diplomacy,
cheat others, this motive is there. This is dangerous. Anyone is full of ignorance,
he is weak, no harm. He should be sincere. And if a man is has so much duplicity and all these bad things, he cannot progress. Never. He may do 1 lakh har of harinam, whole day doing all these things. But he will always try to cheat others by worldly things. To take money, to have praise, that his name and friends should worldly go here and there for these things. Because he is not sincere. Especially the lust, Hridrog. How it will go? Only there is one way. To chant name in the association of any higher Vaishnava who has cleaned his heart, whose heart is cleaned and purified. He has so much developed his Krishna prayer in his guidance always, obeying him, being in Vrindavan, if not by outwardly, inwardly, by mind he should be in Vrindavan. Then this heart will be cleansed. First bhakti will come and then heart will cleanse. Don't think that we will clear our heart, everything will go away, then bhakti will come. Never it is not. This is not authentic siddhanta. When bhakti will come gradually, and by the power of bhakti, itself without any
effort.
This hritarog will go. Idancha Vishnu, na. Idancha Vishnu, Shraddhanvita. Anushriyat. Shraddhanvita Anushriyat. Means with Shraddha, with great honor, sincerely. Anushriyat. Anushriyat means always, continuously hearing. How? With so much affection and love and honor to be established in that always, continuously, without break. Then Anushriyat Athavarnayajya, and after that he is describing. What thing? It has been told in the Ras Leela Prasanga. At the last, when Ras Leela was ended, stopped, and after that, Sukadeva Goswami is telling to Parikshit Maharaj. Those who will not hear, they must hear. The verb is that you must suniyat. If you are not doing sraman, not hearing, then it is like a offense. Because author is telling, Sukadeva Goswami is telling, Vyas is telling, and you are not obeying. So you must hear. And after hearing, suniyadata barni idja, bhakti param bhagavati pratilabhya. Then he will have bhakti first. And then tilabhya kamam. Then kam comes. What kam? Kam in the frame of Krishna. First will come. And all the hridarog, all bad desires, anything, ignorance, everything will go away. If you are not hearing the pastimes of Krishna, satang prasangamam varjasam vidau, but it's so powerful. Well, I'm not to do anything else. Parikshit Maharaj never did anything. He only heard, and by this he went to Golok Vrindavan and served Krishna. So Anishwaryat, you will have to hear this thing. And by this, you will know all tatts. Jiva tatta, maya tatta, krishna tatta, yoga maya tatta, bhakti tatta, prema tatta, sadhana tatta. Everything will know. And then, gradually, sadhana bhakti will come. After that, bhava bhakti will come. And after that, prema bhakti will come. And Krishna will be controlled by that very bhakta. If anyone is trying, only trying, but trying to give up this disease, but this is grazing on, developing and developing. We should come in a proper process, and this is to hear. So he is saying, the disease in heart, if mind and heart is clean, everything is clean. Don't take 20 times bath in sea or anywhere. It will not do, because fishes live always in water and they are so much
impure
and they have so much durgandha. No? If a fish will come, jump from water, and it will come, oh, very nonsense gandha will come. So always watching and it will not do. To clear the heart is only medicine. What? Nibetta tarsai rupa giyamana bhausadhatra trimano bhirama kautam sloka gunanuvadat umanja virajeta pasupanu. This is the way. If he is Vishai, he is coming, having so much desires, offensive, anything, bhakta, nirvisheshvadi, anyone, he should hear and chant name. That is the sloka in Bhagavata also, ki kami vishai nirvedeva harinam sankirtani saptika sreshta etat nirvidyamananam icchatam akuto bhayam yoginam nipranirnitam harer namanukirtanam harer nam harer nam harer nam ayipake cheto darpan marjanam bhav mahadavagrim. It will come from name. If we want that we should clear our heart, cheto darpan marjanam bhav mahadavagnirvapanam, we will do all these things, and after that we will chant harinam. Absurd. You should, what you are, in where you are situated, in what stage you are, kami vishai bhogi, durjan, all you are, you should be, no harm. Be sincere and then chant harinam in the guidance of any Vaishnava. Cheto marjanam bhavati, after that cheto marjanam is, it will go. Bhav mahadavagni, the fire of world will be
extinguished.
And all kinds of virtues will come. Vidya vadhu jivanam. Then, vidya vadhu jivanam. Who is Krishna? He is the jivanam of vidya rupi vadhu, of Srimati Radhika. All vidya, essence is Srimati Radhika. He is Ladini Shakti. So without name, she will not come. Vidya vadhu jivanam anandam buddhi vardhanam. The ocean of, endless ocean of ananda, pleasure will come. And then in the there in webs we will play here and there, all always. And at last we will dive in ocean of love and affection. Never will come to this mortal world. So begin Harinam where you are, from what is, and try to be sincere, not duplicit, don't want any money, vaibhav, or any worldly thing. But we will be strong for this only by chanting and remembering and hearing. First hear. If we are not hearing all these things, we will not be strong. So we should must hear and try to obey. The conclusion is that what? In order to get free from material desire, you should read some. In 72nd. In conclusion, it is that.
The conclusion is that in order to get free from the material disease, one must take to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra.
Don't try all other things. Don't tell that we should clear and then we will chant Harinam. Nowadays this is going on. We should not Harikatha. We should not associate. We should clear our heart and then chant Harinam. Never. If we have not come, we have heard from this, we have not come to be in one stage forever. We should try to be from Kanish to Madhyam, Madhyam to Uttam. If you are not trying and you want to be always, forever, eternally in Kanishta, oh, it is good for you, you should be. But we will never wait for this. Always we should try to develop our Krishna consciousness. The key is in the hand of Uttam Vaishnava. So we should try to be in his association, always hearing. This will do very quickly. Go on.
The Krishna consciousness movement is especially meant for creating an atmosphere in which people can take to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra.
But if we make this atmosphere of Krishna consciousness in quarreling ourselves, having no honor for any Vaishnava, no faith in anyone, then atmosphere will go on. It will be ruined. And another for new fight are those who are sincere, they will go out of this Krishna consciousness. Now it is going on. So we should try to reform us, to honor all Vaishnava. Those who will come, though very good atmosphere, we should chant Hari Name. And if you are engaged in self, what? Bhog?
Enjoyment.
Others are not so foolish that they will not know. They will know. And thus, they will hate and they will go away. Only the bogus persons will come, and first they will be there, and they will make money, and after they will also go. So we should be like chaste, bona fide Vaishnava. Especially those who are preaching, they should be like this. So he wanted to do his Krishna consciousness movement especially meant for the creating an atmosphere in which people can take to the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. One must begin what?
One must begin with faith. And when this faith...
What faith? What faith? What is faith here? What is faith? That my chanting of Krishna name will give everything in my whole life. My life will be successful. Then there will be no need of going to university, impersonal university. Only to go to the school of Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj and Haridas in the university of... It will enough. So, Krishna can give anything in this world. We have seen Valmiki. He has faith in Krishna name. and his life was successful. August took one chullu of water, water of sea, and he took all the water. Shankar and Brahma are doing all these things, functions, only by the grace of name grace. Swamiji Maharaj preached everywhere by the serving his holy master and preaching Krishna name and doing Krishna name. He was not worldly qualified. World has rejected him, his wife rejected him, his sons rejected him because he could not make any money. They all rejected him. But only name, in whole world he is worshipped by these things. We should try to be like that. That fact be, like Haridas Thakur, who was bitten in 20 markets,
22 markets,
and his blood went, flesh went, only bones were there, and still chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. The person who was beating him, he told that, Prabhu, you should die. Otherwise my whole family will die. Told her, yes, I am dying. And he became like that person. They fell, they threw his body in Ganges. And they were now so satisfied and told to Kaji that, oh, we have done marvelous. And he now dead, we have fell through his
body
in Ganges. After 1 hour they saw Haridas Thakur again in so healthy and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare.
Again chanting, and he came from the Ganges and went to his place. All there wondered how it became. He was there, no bone, nothing was there, and still he is coming like before, more healthy. Then they told that he is Jindapir. Jindapir means a person who is like demigod in his life. A man can be by his impressions, activities, after so many long time, long so births. But in lifetime he became like demigod. So, you know Agastya, he did like so. A bird told that my ex, she has taken, and he is not returning, and the bird was weeping. Valmiki, Agastya Rishi told to see, went to see and told, oh, she is so weeping, he should return his ex. But he never heard. Then he took water and took it. Whole sea was dried and that egg was given to them. So, you know that the history of Sanatana Goswami, he threw his chintamani in Jamuna and he was chanting Hare Krishna. He never remembered that I have a chintamani anywhere. No use, because he has so many chintamanis. What these chintamanis were? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So you will have a firm, strong belief that by name everything can be achieved. Liberation, swarga, vaibhav, rajya, anything, want to be president of not America only, but the whole world by chanting Harinami. Have a strong faith on this. But we have no faith. When we go to serve Gurudev, 75 we keep in our pocket and 25 of giving. Gurudev does not know or not know. Krishna knows or not know. They are cheating Krishna and Gurudev. Why? How they will be successful in this? So have a faith on name. Then?
And when this faith is increased by chanting, a person can become a member of the society. Hmm. We are
then how his mood was so high. And now he is saying, he will be very sad. That they are not honoring any Vaishnava. What to tell Kanishtha Adhikari? They are not going to honor anyone. So, we are
sending Sankirtan parties all over the world, and they are experiencing that even in the remotest part of the world, where there is no knowledge of Krishna, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra attracts thousands of men to our camp.
Mm.
In some areas, people begin to imitate the devotees by shaving their heads and chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra only a few days after hearing the mantra. Mm. This may be imitative, but imitation of a good thing is desired.
Mm.
Some imitators gradually become interested in being initiated by the spiritual master and offer themselves for initiation.
Mm.
If one is sincere, he is initiated.
If one is sincere, but if he is not sincere, he will be cheated. Who thinks that I have been, Gurudev has given mantra and I am initiated. Now I can initiate anyone. How process, he knows, outwardly knows the process. He brings tulsi, keeps there. He brings from market very, very big, big
coconut.
Mala. Very big. Not only. Some when I get some smaller from market day. Away from Radhakund or anywhere of 500 rupees. Oh, big, big. I cannot take in my hand. They thought that by doing so, Krishna will at once come. Krishna cannot come in 100 rupees or anywhere. So, if any is sincere, he will chant on like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on his Gopin's ghat, anywhere. But even for us, Tulsi Mala is so sacred and powerful. We should try. But don't use so many big. A smaller, not so big, not so small. Very easy. And try to take the mood of your Gurudev. And serve him, his words. I took initiation and at same time, after some months, I left my Gurudev and I became myself Guru. No, this is not initiation. Suman?
If one is sincere, he is initiated, and this stage is called Bhajana Kriya. One then actually engages in the service of the Lord by regularly chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 16 rounds daily.
He has told the, what is the meaning of 16 rounds before?
Minimum 16 rounds, nothing less.
To bring them in. And for Western country, devotees only, not for Indian. Gurudev never tells. We have not heard. We heard from only Swamiji that 16 at least. Because they are always engaged in all these things. So far, they have no time at all. So at least you should chant 16. Yeah. that it means not that if you are chanting 17th, then you are doing often. Some are think, they told me that it is a very big offense to